Not too bad. I go to a conference for volunteers in the Washington, D.C., and I also start my research and I prepare for my paper.
Were you a research assistant or teaching assistant?
Right now I'm a research assistant.
What is your research focus?
Right now I focus on use machine learning methods to try to explore the patterns for some gene expression data.
So
Thanks.
how was the conference? Any volunteers?
Yes, I was so lucky because there have hundreds of PhD students apply for the volunteer position. It's only have 20 available positions. I'm so lucky and picked one of them, and I met a lot of amazing faculties, and I met a lot of PhDs doing the similar things, so I learned a lot during this trip. The conference is a top conference in the computation biology area, and it focuses on some cutting edge research, and also focus on some statistical methods, and I have some like talks about the changing of this industrial and research area, so it's cool. Before the main conference, it have 2 days satellite conference, so totally it's 5 days. Because my mentor transferred to another university, so I think I will transfer with him. Maybe during this summer, I will doing some paperwork or doing some transfer process.
Do you have anything fun planned?
Not yet. I think once I finish all of the process, maybe I would really cherish the last 1 or 2 months being here. Yes.
Anything specific you want to do?
I think I will explore the city more.
Sounds good.
Yes.
So let's talk about your life here.
Okay.
When you get sick or when you have problems, do you contact anyone?
Usually I will, like, for example, if I feel uncomfortable, if it really hurts or something emergency, I will directly go to the emergency. But like if it's a general problems, maybe catch a cold or something, I just go to the health center and they can help a lot.
Is there anyone on campus that you can contact when you need help or something?
Yes. Because I have a lot of classmates and lab mates living on campus, so if there's something wrong with me, and I can connect to them.
When you think about changes that have happened in your life in the past 2 years, what would be the first one that comes to your mind?
I think too many things going on these 2 years. I think the most important things is I realize my listening is improved. Like I don't realize it, but right now when I listen to some videos and listen to watch some TV shows, I can understand most of them. But before I came here, I really need the subtitles and I need the translate. So that's a great.
That's a big change, right?
Yes,
That's a big
yes,
change.
yes.
Have your living situation changed?
No, I still live the same rooms on campus. Because I think it's much safer and it's convenient. If I take the school bus every day to go to work or go to lab, it's like time saving a lot of time.
But I guess you have to move out, right? If you're transferring.
I'm not sure if I can live on campus of that school. I'm No, the school not here.
Oh, okay. But you have to move out of this dorm, right?
I don't know.
The new school you're transferring is close from here?
No. Maybe I need 10 hours drive.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Yes, maybe I can
Oh,
like.
but you don't have to go there every day, that's what I mean.
No. I think once I transfer, I have their school's ID. Maybe I can apply. I can live on campus, or if I can, if the position not available, maybe I can live off campus.